When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hillstring Gang, Wrangler.
And welcome back to Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. I'm Jim Chapman. Woody Everton is not with us today. Look, we got caught in between Labor Day and all that sort of stuff, and we just could not line up to get this episode knocked out. So I'm going to go ahead and do this one solo. And we're going to call this one Hunt Correctional. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Hunt Correctional. Hunt Correctional is located in St. Gabriel, Louisiana, right outside of Baton Rouge. It's a multi-security level prison, meaning it houses everyone from, you know, maximum security inmates to low security inmates. It is the second largest prison in Louisiana. And man, has some stuff been going on in the last month with Hunt. And before we go any further, I do want to shout out WBRZ TV Channel 2 News. They have been doing an investigation, and I'm going to be quoting a lot of what they've investigated in article form throughout this podcast, but they've done a really bang up job investigating this. And y'all, there is some major problems going on that now the governor of the state of Louisiana, the brand new governor, is on the case demanding results. It's just gotten crazy. So I'm going to start out with the first article that I came across on this, and these will be in date order. So a Department of Corrections employee is choosing to remain anonymous, but blowing the whistle on what they claim are relaxed drug policies at Elaine Hunt Correctional. The drug problem is off the charts, they said. The employee says recently a large part of officers' duties at the prison have been resuscitating overdosing inmates. The intoxication is off the charts. You may see anywhere from 5 to 10 intoxications in any given day. They say the drugs are mainly coming from one source. He was allowed to stay out all night, and he had the ability to go different places to pick up anything he wanted to. The employee said it's well known that certain inmates have special privileges to move around the grounds because the warden allows him to do maintenance. If you go to the back of Hunt Correctional Center, you can go all the way outside of the prison. The inmate who is doing a life sentence for murder is allowed to drive an ATV, and the employee says that he used it to pick up drugs, which he distributes inside the prison. It was so many drone sightings there. They would drop it off or he'd go behind LCIW, which is Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women, y'all, and pick up the drugs. LCIW was a prison that was shut down due to the flood, and it's right next door to Hunt. And we've done an episode on LCIW, so you can go check that out. I think it's several seasons ago. Several employees did report that incident to the warden. Once it was reported to administration didn't really do anything about it, the whistleblower said. One officer sent a letter to Department of Corrections Secretary James LeBlanc, echoing a lot of the same issues the employee brought to Channel 2 News. They went and searched another maintenance area right across from where he was living at, and they found a lot of drugs, a lot of mojo paper, and a lot of cell phones. The employee says the Department of Corrections did send investigators 2 weeks before this article was written. The inmate was moved back inside with the rest of the inmates, and that helped. It has slowed down now because nobody had access to go pick up the drugs. There's a lot more searches going on right now. But the main thing is, when all this is going on, why did nobody search him? A spokesman for the Department of Corrections confirmed there is an active investigation into this inmate, but cannot provide anything further. So that kind of started off this entire investigation into Elaine Hunt. In there, as you heard, they're claiming there was actual drones that were dropping drugs onto the prison site. And this wasn't reported by another prisoner. In that situation, you would have to look into, is this person just saying that because they got beef with the prison and they're just trying to, you know, throw shade on the prison to make their day bad? Or they've got beef against the warden and they're trying to throw him under the bus. I mean, this was an employee of the prison, right? So then, just a few days later, another article comes out. And it says, since the investigative unit story, and I'm referring to Channel 2 News, with an anonymous Department of Corrections employee blowing the whistle on a rampant drug problem at Elaine Hunt, several other people have reached out to corroborate their allegations. The Elaine Hunt employee, he was really accurate. He was on point because everything he said I can account for. That was an inmate at Hunt who said that, and he wanted to be known as Chris. So Chris has been incarcerated for over 2 decades. He called Channel 2 News from a cell phone inside the prison. You heard that? It's just crazy, y'all. But he called Channel 2 News from a cell phone inside the prison to talk about some of the deplorable conditions he's been living in. He said videos of overflowing toilets filled with feces, flooding floors, rat and roach infestations, and of course, the drugs. So this guy inside the prison has a cell phone. You're not supposed to have those, right? He's filming this shit and sending it to the news. How about that? Every week, it's like there's 3 fentanyl overdoses since August of last year. And that's every week, y'all. Not 3 since August of last year, 3 every week since August of last year. On a daily basis, you can have anywhere from 10 to 12 intoxications. Chris said he's known of 5 inmates who have died from overdoses inside that prison. Guys that I've been knowing for years and years, he said. Last week, a Department of Corrections employee told WBRZ Channel 2 News he believes the drugs are coming from a particular inmate known as TC, who has the freedom to leave the grounds. But Chris said there is another source. It's not really coming from our people. It's mostly the officers, he said, high-ranking officers. Chris's allegation that officers are involved is not a new revelation. The investigative unit, referring to Channel 2, has reported several arrests in the past, most recently in 2020 when a corrections cadet by the name of Destiny Ruiz smuggled in $100,000 worth of drugs and a gun into the prison. She was caught on camera dropping the package off. In 2021, corrections officer Demisha Johnson was caught with a bundle of drugs during a shift change. And in 2023, prison guard Naisha Davis was caught trying to sneak in drugs, including heroin and methamphetamine. I can 100% assure you the officers are the ones bringing it in. And I'll stop right there for a second and I'll just say that's no surprise. Probably, I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say upwards of 70% of the time, it is the corrections officers bringing drugs into the prison. It's not necessarily family of inmates or inmates themselves getting them in there somehow. So Chris said if he wanted to, he could easily get his hands on any contraband. It would be easy for someone to get something and call home and get their family to send a Cash App or something to get some canteen or store items. Since WBRZ's report last week, Chris says inmate TC has been moved back inside with the other inmates, but still has access to his private dorm and ATV. How about that? Dude serving a life sentence got a private dorm and a four-wheeler. He still has his ATV on the premises that he can ride around in. He can roam around freely. He has more freedom than anybody else. Now, with that statement, this guy sounds like he's a little bit jelly, to say the least. Can't blame him. You're sitting there behind bars and you got another prisoner sitting there riding around in a four-wheeler, but whatever. WBRZ asked the DOC twice for updated inmate death numbers at Elaine Hunt, but has not heard back. Last week, a spokesman confirmed there is an ongoing investigation into inmate TC. Inmate TC is about to get pissed because he's going to lose all those fun privileges that he has, and probably deservingly so. And I'll say this, it's amazing to me how hard it would be to get inmate death reports. Yeah, I mean, this is a public prison. It's paid for by the taxpayers, by you and I, who are in the state of Louisiana anyway, and we pay, we should be able to see anything we want to see, from the payroll to the, you know, individual numbers of how much each individual person that is employed by that prison is making, to the death numbers inside the prison. We finance the prison. We pay for that prison. That stuff shouldn't be held secret, or it be a pain in the ass and you've got to submit a FOIA request and wait a month to get numbers like that. That should be publicly available on a website. It's called transparency. And we need more of that, my opinion. So that story airs. I'm sure at this point, TC, he's getting asked a lot of questions, right? As well as a lot of the leadership at Elaine Hunt. And then something that absolutely shocked me out of my shoes happens. This is August 24th of 2024, just less than 10 days from this recording. one of the country's longest-serving prison system leaders will leave his position running the Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections next week. James Jimmy LeBlanc spent 16 years overseeing the state's prison in an era when Louisiana consistently had the highest rate of incarceration in the world. In total, he has worked in the state's correctional facilities for 51 years, starting his career in 1973 at the Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women, LCIW, in St. Gabriel. In a resignation letter submitted Friday, LeBlanc, who is 75 years old, said he was stepping down to focus on his health. On paper, he will return to a job as the warden at Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, but LeBlanc will take an immediate leave of absence once moving into that role, he wrote. LeBlanc is liked by both law enforcement officials and advocates for people who are incarcerated, even a few former inmates of the Dixon Correctional Institute, where he worked as a warden for 12 years, have described him as approachable. He is known by department staff as a kind and compassionate man with an open-door policy and by those in the department's custody or under supervision as a proponent of rehabilitative opportunities and a champion of reentry programming. And that is a mouthful. Natalie Labor, general counsel for the State Corrections Department, said that in a written statement, LeBlanc has run the state's prison system for the past four governors, Kathleen Blanco, Bobby Jindal, John Bel Edwards, and Jeff Landry. He served under Democrats and Republicans with a wide and even conflicting range of agendas. With an eye toward running for president, Jindal was often reluctant to show mercy to prisoners in his second term, and LeBlanc helped carry out that tough-on-crime approach. But in an about-face, LeBlanc then led the efforts to reduce Louisiana's incarceration rate for Edwards, the Democrat who followed Jindal as governor. After decades running prisons, LeBlanc invoked a strategy with Edwards that included reducing the length of criminal sentences, releasing more incarcerated people early, and investing in rehabilitation programs. With Jeff Landry in office over the past 8 months, LeBlanc has kept a low profile. He was conspicuously absent from the state capitol in February when Landry and legislators lengthened many of the criminal sentences LeBlanc had fought to reduce a few years earlier. Landry, who made fighting crime his top priority, also kept his public distance from LeBlanc. He declined to formally appoint LeBlanc to his cabinet position in the spring, despite keeping him on in the prison's chief job. Over the years, LeBlanc has been criticized for stocking the prison system and its vendors with close friends and relatives. Important to say that's accusations. He wasn't formally arrested or anything for that. Hey, y'all, it may be moving towards the end of another summer, but that doesn't mean I can quit watching what I eat. We all know home-cooked meals are so much better for you, but you don't always have time to pull it off. But with HelloFresh handling all the meal planning, shopping, and most of the prep, it's easier than ever to get dinner on the table quick and painless. There's always new flavors to explore with an ever-changing menu of 50 recipes to choose from every week. Just pick your meals and your delivery date. It's that simple. With summer in the rearview mirror and busier days ahead, now is the perfect time to save money when it comes to your dinner routine. Skip the meal planning and grocery store lines and cut down on food waste with HelloFresh's convenient doorstep delivery and pre-measured ingredients. My favorite aspect of HelloFresh is the vast array of menu options. Look, I can burn out on eating the same things over and over again, but with HelloFresh, I don't ever run out of options. Y'all, I tried the spinach one pan chicken last week, and all I can say is my mouth is still watering. It was that good. For free breakfast for life, go to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. One free breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life just by going to HelloFresh.com/freebloodyangola. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
But shocking, this guy has been a long time prison chief, over 16 years, and he suddenly steps down. Now, he is 75 years old, y'all. 75. So does this have anything to do with all that stuff that's going on with Elaine Hunt and this investigation that WBRZ is doing? Or is it just he's 75 years old and he woke up one day and said, you know what? I don't need this shit. It is no secret that Landry and Jimmy LeBlanc don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. Landry, very, very tough, as you've heard us say on this show many times, both Woody and myself, on crime. And Jimmy LeBlanc, tough on crime, I guess, but nowhere near Jeff Landry's level. And he relaxed a lot of those, as I just told you, a lot of those criminal penalties that were on the books as he went on in that role. So he resigns. I find the timing interesting, though. It was just a few days after all these whistleblowers are coming out. So we'll move on. A few days after that, another article comes out from WBRZ Channel 2 News. Governor Jeff Landry announced Monday he has asked state police to investigate the Department of Corrections, specifically allegations of rampant drug problems at Elaine Hunt Correctional, following a report by WBRZ's investigative unit. Some of the allegations in the reporting that's been done on activities that have been going on inside of Hunt is extremely concerning to me, Jeff Landry said. Landry also said he was unaware of the issue until watching the reports on WBRZ TV. Over the weekend, I've had a number of conversations with Louisiana State Police Colonel Hodges, and I have instructed them to begin an investigation into the allegations that appeared in the WBRZ report and other reports that came out from that particular story, Landry said. The Department of Corrections has been difficult to get answers from. While they confirm there is an investigation into a certain inmate who at one point was allowed to leave premises on an ATV, I'm sorry, every time I say that, I laugh. It took 3 emails to get drug-related death stats for this year, which, according to the prison, is 2. The inmate we spoke to said he knows of at least 5 prisoners who have died from drug overdoses, and Landry wants answers as well. Now, the inmate could be full of shit, y'all. So we're going to ensure that our prison system here in Louisiana is tightened up, Landry said. All of this comes after the surprise resignation of longtime Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc, who said on Friday he'd be stepping down due to health concerns. Landry also said there would be active discussions over the next week to find a replacement for LeBlanc, whose resignation will be effective on Thursday. I don't believe that these 2 things are in any way connected, Landry said. I think Secretary LeBlanc has just decided it's time for him to go based on his health. DOC, Department of Corrections, referred us to the governor's office for comment on the investigation, and that's WBRZ saying that. State police said they are expanding their investigation into Hunt, saying they were already looking into misconduct. However, they would not reveal when that initial investigation began. So, that's where we were at just about a week ago, right? And then, just a few hours after that report that Jeff Landry was going to have all this stuff looked into, this comes out. Hours after Governor Landry announced state police would be investigating a drug problem at Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, an inmate died. The Iberville Parish Coroner's Office confirmed the body of Lanford Payne and it being picked up at around 11 p.m. They could not confirm the cause of death, but multiple sources within the system say it was an overdose. So much for that two overdoses the whole year I just told you earlier, right? Yesterday, the Department of Corrections said that there have been two drug-related deaths at the prison this year. However, that number does not account for inmates who later died off the premises at a hospital. And that's important, y'all. If they're still breathing, if they got one heartbeat in their body when they pull off that property, they didn't die at the prison. Yeah, that's pretty chicken shit. I mean, if you're going to report it and it comes out that there were all these deaths, that the only reason they didn't call them drug overdose deaths at the prison was because they weren't technically at the prison when they died. I mean, come on, y'all. But I move on. State police were at the prison for a second day in a row, but are being tight-lipped about the investigation. And then, so get this. How does this tie into Angola in any way, shape, or form? Well, that inmate overdoses at Elaine Hunt. This comes out. Two inmates have fatally overdosed in Angola State Penitentiary on Thursday morning. This from 20th Judicial District Attorney Sam DeQuilla's office. The Department of Corrections said the two inmates were named Jamar Owens and Thayer Green. News of Thursday's fatal overdoses comes 2 days after an inmate in St. Gabriel's Elaine Hunt Correctional Center died of an alleged overdose. The three deaths come amid a series of reports by the WBRZ investigative unit detailing drug concerns and inmate safety in multiple state correctional centers. So there you have it. Although it's a huge problem at Hunt's, probably bigger than anywhere else, it's not limited to Hunt's. Prisons all over Louisiana are experiencing this problem. And I would venture to say prisons all over the country. Then, I know what you're thinking. That's got to be it, Jim, right? Nope. Got a little bit more for you. A few days after that, an employee at the Elaine Hunt Correctional Center was arrested after a narcotics canine was alerted to his vehicle. Kevin Shorty Jr. is facing felony charges of malfeasance in office, prohibited acts, Schedule 4, and taking contraband to and from penal institutions prohibited. Shorty Jr. was employed with the correctional center as an electronic technician since July of 2023, a spokesman with the correctional center said. According to officials, on Tuesday, August 27th, a narcotics canine was alerted to Shorty's vehicle. During a search of the vehicle, officers said they found an unlabeled bottle containing 30 pills, later identified as Zolpidem, and I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, which is a Schedule 4 controlled substance. And that's Ambien, y'all. If you're wondering what that is, the brand name is Ambien. I think it's Zolpidem, but I'm probably fucking that all up, but it's Ambien. During questioning about the narcotics, officers say Shorty resigned from his position and the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office arrested Shorty shortly after. You can't make this shit up. All of that, he can't, this dude, this guy, Shorty, whoever he is, Shorty Jr., knows all this shit's going down. Every employee right now at Elaine Hunt knows WBRZ is all over their ass, yet this dumbass brings drugs onto the prison. Stupid. So, just this past Thursday, Governor Jeff Landry promotes a deputy secretary to be the new leader of the State Department of Public Safety and Corrections. Gary Westcott replaces Jimmy LeBlanc, who left the post last week citing health reasons. Landry told the WBRZ investigative unit on Monday that he asked state police to investigate the prison agency amid allegations of rampant drug problems at Elaine Hunt Correctional at St. Gabriel. Westcott had most recently been deputy secretary of the corrections agency. At a time where public safety is a top priority for citizens in our state, I can think of no better person to lead the Department of Public Safety and Corrections than Gary Westcott. He has the leadership, experience, and knowledge that is necessary to ensure this department is running in an efficient and effective manner, Landry said in a statement. Westcott worked for the prison system's Division of Probation and Parole for 29 years before retiring in 2020, then was the corrections warden in Iberia Parish until earlier this year. He had also been the volleyball coach at Catholic High of New Iberia since 2017. That's kind of weird to throw in there with all this other stuff, but okay. In February, Landry named him as Deputy Secretary of Corrections Department. Governor Landry has made it abundantly clear that fixing our prison system and enhancing public safety is of utmost importance. I am honored by his confidence in me to get the job done, and I'm looking forward to getting to work, Westcott said. Over the weekend, I had a number of conversations with State Police Colonel Hodges, and I have instructed them to begin an investigation into the allegations that appeared in the WBRZ report, that from Landry. So, then another article comes out. It couldn't get any crazier, right? Well,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New documents obtained by the WBRZ investigative unit share the scope of the drug overdose problem at Elaine Hunt. The investigative unit received several official Elaine Hunt documents from a second whistleblower. Spanning from August 21st to August 22nd, the unusual occurrence reports illustrate a small fraction of the drug problem on a daily basis. According to the documents, in those 2 days, 8 inmates were written up for drug intoxications. 5 of them needed Narcan to be revived. For reasons that aren't clear, 2 of the Narcan administrations are listed as medical and not an intoxication. Narcan only works on opioid overdoses. A father, who we will call John, and it's WBRZ reporting this, obviously, is experiencing this secondhand. It's a nightmare. It's my worst nightmare, he said. John wanted to obscure his identity in order to protect his son, who is currently incarcerated at Hunt. His son is serving a 12-year sentence for a nonviolent offense and has been at Hunt for 3 years, so it sounds like it might be for drugs. I worry every night when I don't hear from him if he's alive or dead, his dad said. John said he thought going to the prison would serve as a wake-up call for his son, who ran in a circle of heavy drug users before his arrest. A large number of his friends had passed away from heroin, fentanyl, the drugs on the street, and that was one bright spot of him being in there, was that he didn't have access to those drugs and I could sleep a little. Man, that's sad. You know, you're almost hoping your son's going to be locked up so that you don't have to worry about him, right? Like we always say, there's someone somewhere that loves every one of those prisoners that are incarcerated. I'll continue on. That wasn't the case. John says his son is hooked on opioids that he gets from the prison as long as he has the money to buy them. I saw that he was losing weight, so I realized he wasn't spending it on food at the canteen. He went from 250 pounds to 120 pounds in 3 years. John repeatedly asked the Department of Corrections to address the issue, but says he goes in circles trying to get a hold of someone. No help, no help whatsoever, he said. While his son usually calls him every day, sometimes multiple times, begging him for money, John says he hadn't heard a word from him in over a week. I just worry. It's constant worry. He hopes speaking out will show others that it's not just prisoners suffering from the drug problems at Hunt. My son broke the law. He's being punished. We've accepted that. We've come to terms with that, but this is not part of it. I don't think the judge had this type of situation in mind when he sentenced him. So there you have it. Absolutely craziness going on at Elaine Hunt Correctional right now. I'll keep you updated as things come in. I want to thank all of you for listening and subscribing and sharing and all that sort of stuff. Thank you to our Patreons. We have quarterly gifts going out October 1st. These are pretty awesome. You're going to love them. We try to come up with unique gifts that we send out to our top level patron members. And got some good ones going out. October 1st, those will start shipping out. And look, check out everything else we do. Check out Real Life Real Crime Original. Of course, that's the one that started it all, right? With Woody Overton hosting. He's got some hashtag Justice 4 coming up again in November. That's going to be fire. So you'll want to check that out. But check out the original every week. Awesome show there. Check out Real Life Real Crime Daily with Jim Chapman and Woody Everton. We cover the crime headlines going on all over the country and really the world. We go across that pond sometimes. You can check that out 3 days a week. That's Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on the Real Life Real Crime channel. And check out Exposed, Scandalous Files of the Elite by Jim Chapman. I cover high-profile people from the societal ranks, if you will, everything from very well-known football players and actors and actresses, and even some people that they may not have all the money in the world that some of these celebrities have, but they're very trusted members of society that are doing the wrong things. Let's just put it that way. And look, some of this shit is crazy. You got to listen to it. Check it out. Exposed, Scandalous Files of the Elite. You can search that wherever you get your podcast and it'll pull up that channel. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman for Woody Everton. We are your host of Bloody Angola, a podcast 142 years in the making, the complete story of America's bloodiest prison. Peace.
I walk a straight line, shackle and chain. Oh, gruesome Gertie is calling my name. There is no mercy in this penitentiary. Just ask the Hill String Gang, Wrangler 3.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.